Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
The shout of the King is in our camp. Can somebody go up with a shout? Just a few reassurance for the month. The month has been declared our month of what? Fruitfulness. I decree and declare over your life that this month you will see results. Mind-blowing testimonies your direction. Some of the prophetic instruction God gave us in course of the fasting and prayer is that we are going to see more fruit. And for those that are already seeing more fruit, you are going to see much more fruit. No one in the building church is permitted to be fruitless. You are productive. No more sickness in your bodies. Nothing dies in you. Nothing dies around you. You have been fruitful at a point in your life before, but all of a sudden you are not seeing fruitfulness again. We decree and declare restoration of fruitfulness. This August has been declared as the month of the new. Let new things begin to happen in your life. Unusual exploit has been declared for artisans. Let it be your reality. For a number of you are coming to your real birth. God is making room for you. That your amen is standing on one leg. I say for some of you are coming to real birth. God is making room for you. Glory to God. There is a mind baptism. Witty inventions. Some people are morphing. That is metamorphosing into a better version. Not an improvement on the lower version of them. You are changing level. Glory to God. A better version of you is imagined. A number of you will receive wings to fly. You are coming into higher thought patterns, dimensions. You receive divine strategies and the grace that bring influence. Minimal effort, extraordinary results. I like this one. All men seek thee. In your business, all men seek thee. Grace for visibility, let it rest on you. Let there be results for the work of your hand. I say, all men seek thee. Declare to yourself, all men seek me. All men seek me. Glory to God. You begin to stand out. Let the mark of distinction rest upon you. I'm not hearing you. Let the mark of distinction rest upon you. And the things you do and represent. In the name of Jesus. This went to graphic designers, but it can also go to every other person. Let the understanding for your feet, let it rest upon you. Divine comprehension, let it rest upon you. Your mind is not barren. No, I need you to say that to yourself. My mind is not barren. I say your mind is not barren. In the name of Jesus. I conceive solutions. I have mind for witty inventions. Glory to God. I'm fruitful. I'm fruitful on all sides. I am sponsored by the word. I'm sponsored by the anointing to be fruitful. You don't understand. The word is a game changer. The last card God always drop for any change in a man's life is the word. Once the word reached that place, it's not say, Baba Arishe. Isaiah 55 verse 10, 11. He says, so is my word that go out of me. It cannot come back to me. It cannot return to me void without achieving the purpose for which I send it and accomplish the purpose for which it was being sent. So that means that if you have been barren in your life, Oh, this month is that month for you where fruitfulness has come. And the word is coming from God. The word cannot go back to God and say, ah, modele goodness in riche. Ah, word cannot shetty. And then there's another sponsor. It's called the anointing. What that one does is that it breaks resistance. Everything that have been resisting your fruitfulness, by the anointing, I decree and declare, is in your mind, is in your spiritual, is in your maritas, is in your career ministry, in the name of Jesus, the anointing that breaks the yoke and lift up limitation and lift up resistance, let it visit you this morning in the name of Jesus. A number of you are coming back with mind-blowing testimonies. If you have not been bearing fruit, I say bear fruit. Ooh. And if you have been bearing fruit, I say bear more fruit. If you have been bearing more fruit, I say bear much fruit. Much more fruit. The Bible says, unto the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. And our desert became a fruitful field. And our fruitful field become like a forest. Some of you are moving into the next dimension of your life. Next dimension of your lifting. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing dragging. Nothing lagging. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, you have half feed, but it lack water. Let the water system of heaven, in well dimension, in river dimension, in streams dimension, and in rain dimension, let it begin to visit your lands for fruitfulness, for depth, for mobility, for progress, for protocol breaking, and for increase. In the name of Jesus. Your mind understand. Tell it to yourself, say, I have an understanding mind. I conceive solutions. I am born of God. This month, now the anointing is sponsor me. I am sponsored by the anointing for fruitfulness. How do we receive the word? Reach your neighbor. Say, your month is made already. Your August is settled. I can't wait to hear your testimony. Can you go up with a shout? Is that how you shout? Yeah. Can you go up with a shout? A shout, a shout of praise. Glory to God. Please greet somebody to your right and to your left and tell them welcome to church. I say to you, thank you, ma'am. To your right and to your left and say welcome to church. Is that how you greet people here? Tell them welcome to church. Please celebrate the worship team with me. There's a bit of echo from here. Have you switched to a lapel? Glory to God. I said glory to God. For those of you that miss the commanding your months, I can't tell you how much you are missing, but good news. The recordings are online. You can go and get them online. Please let me power. Change the battery of this. This is running down already. So that I won't waste time with the lapel in case it's not working. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So the thing is online. You can go and listen to it again, and you'll be truly blessed. Whether you are there or you are not there, listening to Samuel again helps your comprehension. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please let me celebrate my beautiful wife. It has been back to back. She has been giving us back to back during the commanding your month prayer. So God strengthen you, ma, and multiply your influence greatly. Please, can you celebrate your neighbor and yourself and be seated in God's presence. Glory to God. I don't know if my designs are ready. Where is Mr. Clinton? You are ready? Oh, great. Good news. So I want to start from that. Don't worry, we are starting a teaching series today. It's going to bless you. You see, this month you'll be transformed. Okay, give me the first one, the first design. Let's see. Yes. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So this month as a house, we are not going to invite 300 souls. We are going to save 300 souls. Do you know? That is why I'm stressing we are not going to invite. We are not saying that 300 souls we hear about Jesus. No. Is that we are going to save 300 souls. And when I say we, I am not about myself alone. I'm talking about you. Say, so say to yourself, say, we are going to save 300 souls. And in case you are the one saying it and you are not saved, you are my first convert. After this meeting, just meet me very quickly so I can start counting numbers. I can't waste time. Night, this morning rather, I say tonight again. It's my wife that put that in my mouth. It's always in the night, even in the morning. Glory to God. But of course, it's because we have been teaching at most times at night. So now saying this morning is strange. And then the atmosphere looks like we are at night. Are we not? Glory to God. So we have Project Safe 300 schools. Now, it's not throughout the year. In August. Because if God says we are fruitful, then we must do it. Yeah. If we are fruitful, we should do it. So, every August, throughout every Wednesday, we are going to target on reproduce. So that's why it's two series part. There is a power of productivity on Sundays, and then on Wednesday, we go for reproduce. Reproduce does not mean go and give birth physically. It means that you have been given birth to, you are saved. Go and do the same. Go and save others. If the means through which you are being saved was not available, how will you have heard about Christ? So, God intends for us to reproduce. Is that a good news? So, I want you to begin to document how many souls you want to save. 300. One person can save 300 souls. Huh. I say one person can save 300 souls. So, there is nobody that is seated there that should say that I don't want to save souls. That means they are talking to them. Me, am I even saved? That is what I'm saying. If you are not sure of your the path, the only people that qualify not to have number yet is those that are not saved. And I am reading your mind already. I begin to see number 1, 2, 3, 4. I begin to stand up. I am joking, but I mean it. After the service, you should see me if you are not saved. If you are not saved, you need to be saved. So what it implies is that we are not going to talk to 300 souls. We are going to have 300 souls that receive the life of Christ and confess his lordship. That is our project in August. Are we on the same page? I say, are we on the same page? And that reminds me, we have been looking for a system through which we can follow up people. We call it the follow-up system. We are looking for any person that have a way we can get this book. Now that you are saved, the hard copy book. If you know any persons or how we can get it, please see Pastor Sami here. See Pastor Sami, now that you are saved, because it's on the go. As they are getting saved, they are being rooted. Hey, now that you are saved, read. That's the next thing. Nobody give birth to a baby and leave the baby in the hospital. And that is why most times people are saved. If you should listen to that sermon again, understanding spiritual growth. People are saved and they are still carnal. Why? Because they were not discipled. They were not trained. They did not know all the rudiments of taking the milk of the word that they can grow thereby. Are we on the same page? In that same shell, after this meeting, there is going to be training on evangelism. That is what to say, what not to say, what not to carry, what not to argue. Immediately after this meeting, that is by 10:30 a.m., if you are a workforce, I believe it must have been communicated to the workforce, right? Right? Okay. If you are a workforce, you should know by 10:30, we take training on evangelism. Is that a good news? So, we are taking training on evangelism. You know what to say. In fact, by the time we are done, it's from this place you go and start saving souls. You know that saving souls is one of the easiest things you can do. When you know that when people reject the gospel, it's not you they reject. You share a good news. And that is what I have seen severally. The motivation through which you are saving, souls should be checked. How many of you have seen this, is it Bonza or what did they call this thing?
where you go and tell somebody, these networking things. Then you tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell somebody where we are coming from before. We have them there. They call them secure future. What they do is, I'm always shocked. Those guys are everywhere. They are destiny monitors. They will go into WhatsApp groups and start telling you to come and whatever. They go and get contact with. Do you know the motivation? Money. Money. I can't talk. You have joined secure future. So when you say you can't talk, you can't save soul, could it be that you are not motivated enough? If for any reason now, say every person, per one soul you save, $1 million. Hope you know, somebody will come. Papa, please, tell every person to go. 300 souls. Even if you want 400 souls, I can bring them. The motivation is now mundane. If we monetize it now, you will be shocked that, look at content now. Why are people jumping into content? Facebook, whatever. Even people that don't know anything about content now, they are content creators on Facebook. Why? Because money. They say, I don't post. Before, they say, I don't post. Don't follow me. I won't friend you. Now, they are asking every person to follow them. What motivation? If you know that there is a reward in heaven for everything you are doing, you will do it carefully. 300 souls. So, all of us are sitting now. Somebody just says, I'm just part of the souls they will save. Me, I will not save anything. It was Philadelphia Day who said, he said it's one of the men, try, if I remember that story correctly, that he tells his children. He said, I am a solution. I am not part of the problem to be solved. I am a solution. I am not part of the problem to be solved. You are not saved. You will get to save. But after you are saved, you must produce. That is the essence. That is the commandment. Yeah, I will get people saved. Say, I will get people saved. The other time when I say, I was declaring, you shall be fruitful, you are saying amen. You don't know what I was going to. Getting so saved is part of fruitfulness. Preach your neighbor. Say, you cannot be fruitful in the body if you are not fruitful in the spirit. Spiritually, now some of you are barren. You have not given back to any child. Since they gave back to you. No soul. Nothing to your account. I love that song. I wish I remember it. This hymn. Must I go and empty handed? Some of you are even saying, leave it. I will go empty handed. Me, I will go empty handed. That when they are saying, we are the souls that you got saved, some people, they will use your own cue to join for the people that they saved. Because the space in heaven will not be enough. That is a joke. That's it. Then they say, queue. 1 billion people on my account are queuing behind me. Say, we are the people we got saved. Say, this guy has not saved anybody. Leave you to that side. We are a queue. Say, you know. A queue. Another person will be farming on your life. Because the agenda of God cannot be delayed. It's a privilege that you get people saved. That is the truth. It's a privilege that you get people saved. Hope you know by yourself, you can't save anyone. Yeah, just lead people to Christ. So that is the essence of that teaching we are going to do in the evening. By the time you are done with that, in fact, you will be happy. When they reject you, you will be happy. Because the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those that bring the good news, not that get people saved. Bringing the good news alone is beautiful feet. And that is why you say, I get leg. Do you have leg in the spirit? I get leg. I used to tell people, me, I have leg. It's not all this senator lego. Because my feet is beautiful. I can't step to a place and be rejected. Principles are there. By saving souls, your feet is beautiful. How beautiful are those that bring the good news? My feet is beautiful. It may be having sand. It may be having dust that are moving around. But I have a revelation. My feet is beautiful. And if they say, hey, we are giving this job to those that have leg, I say, you have not seen my own leg. Because the physical is at the mercy of the spiritual. If you don't have leg in the spirit, that thing you are working with is coconut leg. Iron leg. You know, I want leg, one break. Hi, I have leg. My feet is beautiful. That being said, we put structure in place. Thank you, Romans 10:15. We put structure in place. Give me the slide. Yes, design. Is there any? Yes. We put structure in place. There's a 1 week prayer chain. The training is starting today. But the prayer chain is starting from 12 a.m. to, that is 24/7, back to back. 1 week. 12 a.m. He's starting 12 a.m. on Monday and end Saturday. That is 12 p.m. on Saturday. What it implies that from 6 to 10, we'll be online, Telegram. From 10 to 5 p.m., we'll be physical. Then from 5 again to 10 the next day, we'll be online. And then from 10 again, so choose the time you can. Minimum time, 1 hour for a physical. Minimum time, 2 hours or 1 hour for online. And you know the irony. I'm also going to be leading prayer. I'm part of the people that will lead prayer. All of us are there together. I'm part of the people that will lead prayer in the online. And physically, we thank God we have the prayer team. You are going to see the power of the prayer team. The anointing of God on them because of the prayer. Share you get. So, we are going to rain down prayer ahead for the. We have been praying. But now we are still going to 1 week prayer. Then we're not going to start investing soon. Because you have to prepare for what you pray for. So when the guy is still arguing, he say, spell the prayer with you, Bailey. We will catch you again. And when it comes to saving souls, there are two things. You can either sow the seed or reap the harvest. The first time they preach to you, that's when you get saved. The seed has been there. Finally, they were even preaching on relationship. And they say, you want to give your life to Christ, you are crying. You just stood up out. They say, we're not preaching. You are crying already. The seed has grown. Harvest is just ready. So some of you go with the consciousness. Don't go on your strength of me, I want to go and preach to them. They will say, they will get saved today. You'll be shocked. You feel disappointed that somebody did not give his life to Christ. But the seed has been sown. He heard about Christ. Another person cannot come and reap the harvest. So, we are reaping harvest. The harvest we are going to reap is 300. But the seed we are going to sow is counting. And that doesn't mean we can't go above that too. We are just saying, with this project, God will now put place for God to expand. Glory to God. So, as time goes on, you'll get all the information. Don't allow me to dwell too much on that. So, that is the prayer chain. If you are not in the group, meet Pastor Sammy. If you are not in the group, there is a Telegram group already for prayer chain. If you are not in that group, it will direct you appropriately. This Pastor Sammy, for those that don't know, please stand so they can see you. Glory to God. Please be seated. I think that is the end of my announcement on this. Is there any other slide? Was it done? Okay, thank you. Praise God. All right, now, are we ready? Tell your neighbor, are you ready? Then put in your seat belts, right? Father, we thank you. The power of productivity. Very quickly, I'm going to read the following scriptures for us. And we need to read as fast as possible. My time is fast spent trying to make announcement. After all this announcement, if you not get people say, I will come to your house. In my dream, everywhere I'll be pursuing you. You are hitting item 7. I'll say, stop that 7. Go to item 8. You know, stuff like that. Praise God. All right. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. I'm going to read 26 in MSG and Amplified. And then Matthew 21 verse 19, Luke 13 verse 6 and 7, then Luke 6 verse 43 and 45. Am I a bit slow? Okay. Matthew chapter 25 verse 14 to 30. Please let me celebrate my wife again. All right. Matthew chapter 25 verse, let's be sincere, thank you. Matthew chapter 25 verse 13 to, I just love her. I just saw her now and I discovered that she's very beautiful. All right. Matthew chapter 25. Verse 13, as in, I married right. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13 to, verse 14 to 30. Matthew 21, verse 19. Luke 13, verse 6 and 7. Then Luke chapter 6, verse 43 and 45. And then Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9. And then John chapter 15, verse 1 to 8. Today, I'm actually going to be giving us definition of time and introduction to, the teaching series. The power of productivity. Somebody say productivity. Please celebrate my hands with me again. I just glory to God. All right. Please let me sit here. All right. Please, when I say let's read together, I did not say stop along the road. You know, say, Kima Kusono BFE. Don't Kusono BFE when we are reading. You know what I'm saying? Go on like inflammable and flammable fire. Are we on the same page? 2, 3, go. Can we read with all the energy that is inside of you? As if eating 2 a wrap of Eba today. Yes, 2, 3, go. Wait. This is looking like 3 wrap of apple. I said the bar, but no problem. We can go with that energy. Just make sure it doesn't end up with Indomie kind of energy. 2, 3, go. Yes. Yes. Wait. He said again, this is the kingdom of God. Jesus is describing. He said it will be like a man going where? On a journey. And who said to who? Who called his servant and what? Wait, what did he do to the servant? And trust. So what it means is that what the servants are having is not theirs. Kingdom prosperity of office is not yours, it's an entrustment. All the money you claim you have, all the things you claim you have, when they were giving back to you, if for any reason you say what you have, what you are bringing to the table is your beautiful face, thank you. But what was your contribution? When they were giving back to you, did you go to heaven and say, oh, Lua, kilo date, fearful me, let go. Edo, eba, me shift here. Eba, me mode here, bye. I need dimple on this. But I don't like Nigerian black. Give me Cameroon pepper black with a blend of South African Indomie. That they see me, they think that I am, what is the name of this people that have dual citizenship? Outcast. No, you are not there. What all the things that you have that you saw in yourself, that you are doing catwalk and snake walk, all manner of work, you did not contribute anything. It's just recently people begin to inspire, to perspire, to pull bucket. To pull bucket. And even the bucket have deformity. If you shake it too much, it can break. That is the contribution of human beings, imperfection. That's what they contributed. But everything, when they created you, hope you know that all of you are beautifully made. So everything you think you have now is an entrustment. That you now wake up and say, my media acumen, my clinical acumen, what was your contribution to the brain? The brain you have, what did you contribute? Say that everything I have is an entrustment. Entrust is property to them. He was going on. He said the kingdom of God is like a man going on a journey. And he entrusted his property. His property. See, his property, not their property. His property. Everything you have now is an entrustment. Can we go 2, 3, go next verse very quickly? To one, he gave what? Of what? Another, he gave what? To another, what did he give? And each according to what? That is, now when he was sharing his entrustment, he did not share his entrustment based on how generous he was. He shared it based on their ability. Based on what they can carry. Then he went on his journey confident that his property was saved. Next verse. Wait, hope you know. Okay, let's continue. Then the man who had received 5 talents went at once and put his money to what? Wait, and put his money to what? Now, some of you are doing as if you just drank water. You have forgotten that you are still running on the energy of Aku. Now, let's read this together. The man who had received the 5 talents, what did he do? How did he go? No, how did he go? At once. And did what? And put his money to and gain 5. Next verse. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2. Next verse. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. And I said that no wonder. That is why all of them are giving account to their ability. Even the one he gave, they gave him, he could not do anything with it. And he was looking for 5. All of them were giving according to their ability. They now gave you even one. Even that one. He still did not do anything with it. Not, he did not contribute to him to one. Just one. And don't forget, how did they give them? According to their ability, not according to the generosity of the giver. Because it's an entrustment, and everything that is entrusted to you, they must test your commitment. Your commitment will be tested.
My pocket square is not square. Because the way all of you are looking at the pocket square now, that's why it wants to show that me too, I'm committed.
Glory to God.
What did I say? An entrustment does.
Test of your what?
Of your commitment.
Anything you are giving is a test of commitment. And that's why the Bible was saying in the book of Luke, he said, if you are not committed to another man's home, who will give you your home? I want to start business. I want to start business. What have you been doing with the one, the business you are doing?
Yeah.
Anything that's an entrustment, you will be tested. Your commitment level will be tested. And ministry, they are using me, You too will use people soon if you are going to ministry. How well they use you is depending on how well people will come and be used by for you too. Because whatever is so, you reap. And that's why some of us venture into ministry knowing fully well that we will reap what we have sown in other people's assignments and commitment. Now you are in church, you are the one breaking all the camera. You are breaking everything. You are sowing seed. But I'm praying for you that the mercy of God will locate you to change you so that you will not reap that harvest. You don't understand our prayer. Let the mercy of God come. Hope you know that it's dangerous. Hope you know that if you don't want them to pray for you, that the way you serve us here, let men serve you. If you don't want that kind of prayer, your service is on a level. I want any man to pray for me like that. And pray for me. That the way I serve, everything I did, let men do the same for me. I serve, amen, because I know what I did. But you now, we are praying for you. Everything you did for this church, then you now remember that, when Joe church. Then we now even stop and say, let it be done for you in multiple fold. You now say, hey, prayer more waffle one thing, say for me. You know, because whatever you do is not an ape. Whatever you do, you shall reap. We are just saying that as you have served us, as we perceive that you have served us, let us fire by fire. Purify and refine you and send you forth so you will not expire.
Hi, I'm under the anointing. I'm sponsored by the anointing.
He went to hide his master's money. Because they gave one. They just entrusted him that this guy, should we give him anything? He said,
Next verse, very quickly.
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and set to account with them. Next verse. The man who had received $5,000, brought the other five. The master, he said, you entrusted me with five talents. See, I have gained five more. Next verse. He said, that is fruitfulness. When you are fruitful, then you can become more fruitful, and then you can become much more fruitful. You don't from nothing and go to much more fruitful. What are you doing presently? Power of. So he said, he put you in charge of many things. Now he said, well done, good and what? And you have been faithful with a wait. Please, who has the highest among all of them? And yet the master is still saying that this thing I entrusted to you is few compared to what I want to do. You have been entrusted with few things. Five, he was having the highest. And in the highest of, and that is why I said, I'm giving based on the generosity of the master. You are giving based on your ability. You know what the master can do? No. All that is happening in your life now. All the membership we are having. I want more member. Have you been able to visit the ones you have? And I've often said it, when it comes to church growth should not be selfish. It should be according to how you have grown.
Yes.
To permit, because when it comes to pastoring, it's nurturing, it's not popularity. I have 5,000 members. How blessed are they? How accessible to you are they? Even the 100 that you have, when they call you, you hopeful and put on flight mode. Then not to talk of when people are not calling you, you don't have every time, you are mentioning your member. Oluwa! Every day, full goodness, in the name of Jesus, multiply, push her into the next phase of her life. I pray, oh Lord, for Rebecca. You will strengthen her. You will uphold her. Oh Lord, the day puts on me. Bye-bye, dummy. Oh Lord.
Sister, okay? You know, let her notify you. Please sit there. That's, sir. And the prayer, how long have you been praying? You say 2 hours. Yeah, sir. You need 24 hours now. Membership have increased. Membership have increased. Hope you know when people come to seek counsel from you, they not seek counsel for them to go back. Is that, sir, go and continue prayer. Go and pray. You go, hope you know that as soon as Elijah said something, he said, I can hear the sound. Now, I'm afraid. Ahab was eating. Elijah that was saying the prophecy was on him. He said, why? Then he went on the mountain and was praying, and was praying, and was praying. It's a commitment, it's an entrustment. Membership is an entrustment. It's not a desire. That we desire to have 5,000 members. It's not a desire. And you know what? Even the ones that have 1 million in the masters is still a few. The map with the highest population that you can think of now is still a few years compared to billions that God have. It's just a few years into them. But it's according to your ability. You see, by the time you are done with the power of productivity, your ability level will increase. You know why it's not an amen thing, no, wait. You know why? Because I said it earlier. I said entrustment is always tested by commitment. What you are doing with what they gave you. I want one member. And one member to do it. At this time, sharing testimony. What do you want to do with one member? Because most times we are just ambitious. We have 10,000 members now. Because the true essence of a pastor is judged by the impact he has on us. I want more members. Oluwa, for me, more members. Oluwa, for me, more money. More money. The Bible says the prosperity of fools will be them. Hope you know, as you are all here now, some of you are not yet. It's because God already knows what you want to do with money. He said, Father, I see they are building the building church. See rhymes. Oluwa, for me, money. He lay contribute, Zigini. And then God is looking at 5,000 in your account that you have planned to use to buy at M7. After you have eaten a buffet and whatever at all. And then God is like, these few you can't. Go and do something with it. And I say, no. Which much is giving, much is expected. Give me much more. No. When it comes to entrustment, it is tested by your commitment to the one you have. Getting blessed or blessed. All right, next. He said, come and share your master. Next verse. He said, you'll be in charge of many things. Please, for him to move to in charge of many things, how many things was he overseeing? A few. Yes, he had the highest, right? The next one. He said, the man who had 2 talents, look at what the master said. He said, you have been entrusted with how many things? 2 talents, and I've gained 2 more. Next verse, very quickly, go out of our time. He said, his master replied, well done, good and faithful. You have been faithful with a... Somebody is having 5, he said a few things. Somebody is having 2, he said a few things. Hope you know, if the one they gave 1 to had come with something, they would have also said, you have been faithful with a few. And he said, next verse, because of my time, very quickly, because of my time. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. I'm imagining that this guy came. Would you take care? You know, everybody think by blessing. That is when he's not inspiring to perspire. May it not be too late for you to be productive. You don't understand what that means. There's a huge limit you will reach that you will try, your productivity will be reduced. He said it's good for a young man to bear his yoke while he's. Some of the fasting we did, I sometimes used to do marathon, I will finish one marathon and enter another one. When I knew that there was no time by my side again, was one day we planned for marathon. On the second day, I was trying to go and ease myself in the day. I just discovered that there was eclipse. So I was seeing the door. I was trying to open the door. The next thing is that I was on the ground. So when I woke up from that trance, I discovered that Uruwe Mwenshe, who goes straight to Muni Mutifi fast, Dada. Why then Chris and Pastor Shebu, they were still on their energy. I said, God, who did this for you guys? Because I was like this. I wanted to go on. And before, on the day 3rd, I'll be bouncing around. And I asked him after my brother. He had it was, I wrote my personal statement when Dunsin came to Ilorin and brought Baba About Francis Waluke. And then Francis Waluke was saying something like, you guys are the next people who want to give the generation the baton to Bishop Francis Waluke. We want to give the baton to. He said, I remember my friend making reverence to Bishop Oyedepo. He said, every time they do Shiloh, that they bring us, he's the one that used to receive us at the airport himself. Then he said, one at that year when he was talking, he said, I went there. I discovered that it was Bishop Abiodun that came to receive me. I said, where's my friend? He said, he's resting. He said, resting. He's the same friend that if all of us are inspired to sleep, he will say, you can't sleep. Pray. You know Bishop now. He said, he now went to meet and said, ah, Bishop, you not come to receive me at the airport this time around. He said, ah, I was resting. He said, you know, you are not getting any younger. You know, there is a time you will conserve that energy. Then you will check your bones. These are you are flying around. You know, all you know children. Naturally, you are a child. Children, they heat and waste the energy. A child, you can do sugar syrup for a child. You will use it. A time is coming, your body cannot even respond to the energy they give you. It will not be deposited and be harmful. Because, you don't imagine, you're a sedentary worker. A sedentary worker means that you sit down always. And your best food is always apple. When you are not a bricklayer, you are eating a bricklayer's food as somebody that is sitting in office, and you expect not to be obese. Because bricklayer, I hope you know now, if I ask you guys, some of you are taking training in bricklayery, like a bricklayer. If I ask you to give me the food of a bricklayer now, all of you know. And that's, you see now, somebody already said beans. He's actually taking masters in bricklayery. Now, beans and bread with what? Coke. Up of this thing. But you know the irony? The guy is burning it. He sees that the sun doing. You have eaten a buffet with a blend of eba and two with apple, only you. Then you're not bird. Then there is elevator everywhere in your office. As you come out like this, you enter elevator, you just press. Then you drop. You're not taking up to two steps before the car that will carry you comes. Then you see that again. You see? Your weight towards the grave has increased. What do you think? Go and check every successful person. Why do you think they do exercise at a successful level? My own therapy actually is fasting. I don't use therapy as a fasting, whatever. But I know that I fast. One of the things that I know that if my wife have an option to change, if they say she change anything in my configuration, will be that, Father, I have culinary skills. Can you change this man's tumor? To be eating like machine. Because severally, even me, I wish to eat sometime. She will have out there. I'm eating this morning. Why she's in the kitchen and she brought the food? You used to just say, you have fasted today. Ah, Papa. See food. See how you will know you are disciplined. If you have a wife like myself that can cook and you are still fasting. I'm telling you, it's going to be a law of discipline. Please let me celebrate my wife. Please be seated. Now look at it. You say, I know that you're an hard man, whatever. That next verse is very quick. Hey, our time is flying on. Who is controlling this time anyhow? I'm just joking, but I mean it. He said, so I was afraid and I went out and I hide your talent. Mm-hmm. See, here is what belongs to you. Please let's read together. Wait, don't be next. That is where it is. Some of you have been praying that, Father, every wicked person around me, kill them. One reason why God has not answered the prayer is because you are the number one on the list. Wickedness shall not survive. The wicked person die. He said, ah, you are number one. Because most times, people used to miss that wicked part. They go to lazy servant. You see, laziness and wickedness, they go hand in hand.
Preach to your neighbor. Say wickedness. Preach to your neighbor. Say wickedness and laziness go hand in hand. Let me show you a scripture. Proverbs 18:9. Time we can do on your girl.
Wow. Great.
Who is fast forwarding the time? Pastor me. Who do you put in charge? Okay, you think it's Mr. Victor? I'm just joking. All right, please. Please, can we read it together? Can we read it together? That's why you think laziness and wickedness, they go pari passu. Pari passu. 5 and 6. So laziness is not just an attribute. They are asking you to stop. I don't joke with my sleep. Sleep. So much so that Jonah in heaven is now confused. That, Baba, why didn't you bring this guy in my generation? So, now, I want to show you this in another question. Give me KJV, give me MSG, and MSG, CEV, and Amplify. But give me KJV 4. Please, can we read it together? No, wait now. I say KJV 4. Sorry, please. Just give me KJV first. Please, can we read this together? A great waster. I'm not a waster. Now, give me MSG. Then you give me CEV. I amplify very quickly before my time. Maybe I'll just do the foundation laying because what I want to say, I've not even gotten there. Yes, please. Slack what? And what? Sloppy what? And bad as what? Vandalism. You see all those things that they say they have vandalized the pipeline. Whatever, whatever. In Niger Delta place. That is what you are doing. Give it to me in CEV. Aha, being lazy. Am I the one that wrote this? Give it to him, amplify. He who is loose and slack in his work, his brother to him who is a... And he who does not use his endeavor to heal himself, his brother to him who commits... Laziness and wickedness go hand in hand. Father, one of the reasons why God has not answered that prayer is God did not start from you. Father, kill all the wicked people in my area. I say, you should begin charity at home. Because it was Jesus that was sharing this story. He said, you wicked. The first thing is wicked. You wicked, the power of productivity. What has been entrusted in your hand? How wicked have you been? You don't have any time. So, that is why I said, I wrote my personal statement. When he said, Bishop said, that we are not getting any younger. Hope you know if I'm not incorrect. 1999 is how many years? 26 years. Oh, great. How old is Bishop Oyedepo now? 67, have you? Oh, he's 7. He's 70. Okay, he's 70. He did 70. Okay, that I did lion. 70. 70 minus 26. 44 years, have you? When they built Faith Tabernacle in 1 year, Bishop was only 44. Minus your own age from 44. And see how many years you have left. Some of you are not even planning to build a bungalow. The vision was received when he was 19. He went into a town. And was like, how can there not be church here? And preach. They called some people to come and pastor the place. Then the head of the church, one of the elders of the village, gave him a lantern. That the light you brought to our town, let it shine around the world. Is it not shining around the world now? It is good for a young man to bear his yoke while he's young. Look at your age now. Hope you know that, take for instance, Lekki 98. Baba Adeboye. Do you know how old all this is when they are doing? All of the things they are doing. You are waiting till you are 50. No energy left. Hope you know as I am now. If not because, hope you know that ministry is measured based on the impact you have on others. If not, because there are some things that would make sense that I will still be doing at this level, it's a feedback of failure, actually. If I'm still the one carrying gen. But that does not mean that if the person carrying gen is not available, I can't carry gen. But a head will come that no matter how powerful I want to inspire to perspire, I can't carry gen. It is your advantage that you do that in early. I think that is Lamentation. Lamentation 3:27, if I'm not incorrect. Let me look for that. Thank you. He said, it is good for a young man, to bear the yoke while he is young. Proverb, I think Proverb 22:29. Is it Proverb 22:29? Holy Spirit, help me. Proverb 22:29, if I'm not incorrect. This scripture I'm looking for actually is that maybe 25:27 or so. The Bible says it is the glory of youth. No, the glory of youth is in their strength. He said, but gray hair is the glory of the age. What that is talking about is that experience. That gray hair is not as if you grow gray. No, what he's saying is that he has experience, and that experience has actually been built from his youth. And so when the Bible was saying the glory of youth, let me locate that scripture. Somebody help me locate that scripture. It wasn't in my notes, but I just had that scripture, so I think I need to make reference to that. He said, if the glory of youth is in their arm, if the glory of youth is in their strength, he said, but the glory of the age is in gray hair. I think it's 27 of Proverbs something. Maybe Proverbs 20:27. No. 20 what? 20:29. Yes. I think it was 20 something. 20:29. That is the year. Proverbs 20:29. That's what Pastor Sammy said. Alright, he said the glory of young men is their what? You know what it means that they are saying they are allocating your glory to your strength. Young men. The glory of young men is in their strength. Gray hair, the splendor of the hood. Now, let me tell you guys something. What the devil is doing to you if you engage in sexual sin. You see, the curse that I don't know where I'm even going to do that, but let me help you. There is a curse that sits on sex outside marriage. Whether it's adultery or fornication, there's a curse that sits on it. But there is the blessing that comes that when strength is being used in marriage, it preserves this user. Because let me help you. Proverbs 6. Let me look at that scripture. Are we getting blessed or blessed? It just says. It's not just says. It's not just says. Is it Proverbs 6? Give me Proverbs 6:20. Let me see. I'm coming. I'm looking for that place where it said, do not spend your strength on. Okay, yes. Proverbs 6:25. Yes, Proverbs 6:25, very quickly. No, let's start from 23. Yes, 23. And then there's another one I'm looking for, boss. No worry. I think I'll use this one. He said, for these commands I lamp. Yes, this teaching is a, and the correction of discipline are the way of, to life. Next verse, very quickly. He said, keeping you from who? From the smooth tongue of a wayward who? Next verse, very quickly. Do not after her beauty or let her captivate you with her eyes. Yes, look at what happened. For a prostitute does what? And another preys upon what? Your very life. There's one part in that proverb. I don't know if it's Proverb 5 or 7. Let me look at that. Where he was talking about. Okay. Do not spend your strength. I'm actually looking for strength. Because one of the perversions, let me look at that scripture. One of the perversions, actually, just preach with me. One of the perversions, my time is running fast. One of the perversions that the devil brings to people is that when their life is supposed to be meaningful, what the devil does is that 31, Can you see? He said, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin things. So the strength that you are supposed to be using to build a destiny, you are using to do sex.
Yeah, we're enjoying life. The Bible says he's reducing it to a loaf of bread.
Because every time, for those that don't understand, go and make research. Every time sexual act is involved, is outside marriage, your strength is wasted.
Yeah.
It's wasted. But there is the one that constituted it in marriage. That strength is preserved. And that's why you see all these guys committing adultery up and down. A time is going to come in their life, they will look older than their age. Very good than their age. The power of productivity. Channel that strength you have to something else. Prefer some. Most times, if you have people that are married, after each sexual act, actually, the both people are exhausted. Strength. You know what I'm saying? You are not married. There's nothing that would serve back the energy into you. You two are exhausted and doing like one jinguzi. The strength that you're supposed to, I hope you know that most times a decline in people's life, especially students, bright ladies in school, once the child engages in that sexual act, whatever, even if they know how to run before, they'll be running on reverse back. Hope you know there's a difference between reverse and reverse back. They'll be running on reverse back. And then a sharp student that is so brilliant and bright, that even if she's dozing, she'll carry first. Now start going to fourth, seventh, because strength, if not channeled to the right direction for productivity, can be wasted. Bless or bless. Now, give me that other scripture I was reading because of my time. Where? Please give me this MSG. Give me this in MSG. So, laziness and what? Laziness and wickedness, they go hand in. He said the master was what? That is a terrible way to. It is criminal to live cautious like that. If you knew I was after the best, why did you do? Praise God. But I don't know why they not return this guy to me. Thank you, sir. Oh, sorry. The definition of laziness is what? It's actually doing less than the least. That is the definition of that. Give laziness, actually. Laziness is not sleeping, no. Laziness is that you have potential. Take, for instance, Miss Goodness now. I'll be using her as an example since. Miss Goodness in what is it called? Pigma. Pigma. When it sounds like a spiritual stuff. So, in the Pigma that you are doing, in the people you are training, hope you know that if you are supposed to train 10,000 people, and you train 5,000 people and you are feeling comfortable, laziness in the sight of God. So it's not just that you are doing it. It's that are you doing it as according to the best that I've been giving you? Please be seated. So most time when people say I'm doing a lot, compared to what God deposited in me, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything yet. Don't go and push me to complacency. He said, you are moving from this administration, you are going to this administration. This way I have the strength. I'm not doing anything yet. Let me tell you guys the truth. If you are deceiving, don't deceive yourself that I'm busy. And then God is telling you that I should go and minister to people. You now say, he's busy preaching. I'm not busy. I'm not busy. This person here, on my birthday, I receive invitation to come and minister. Naturally, I don't even go out on my birthday. But since when I make my personal, let me tell you in just a line in my personal statement. I say, after I had that, which some of you are going to make personal statement now. After I had that, the bishop said we are getting any younger. I'm not looking at, okay, if they want to drop batting, just imagine when they are doing relay, and the person they are supposed to give batting is eating beans. He's not on the track. You are seeing now. The next person they will drop batting to is not on the track. He's eating beans. I say, Bengudu. He won't look back to my brother batting, say, Jacob Masalo. Bengudu, and. The guy is holding serious aku with the rikaiko and who are those name that thing. He said, And then, if you are one lappy or something, this Yoruba, whatever. Over one Rawuru or something. This guy is doing all manner of things. So I have decided in my heart that, Father, if there's anything you want to do, pass across to a generation, I'm on the track. I will be on the track. And when you're on the track, like, any person that is on the track is also doing a series running. His energy is here. He's waiting. It is the excitement they see for activity in this with them. They pass back into you. I have said it to people several years. I may be wrong. I said, I do not think that the building church was one of my assignment. No. I don't think so. Because I've told my wife several years. This is what God. In fact, every time she say, we will do church. I say, no. Me, I'm not part of them. That me, I know what God told me. That's what she's saying. I even said. I said, no. God is not confused. It's inside. I'll be traveling around the world to be doing assignment. Which one is building church? Then hope you know the agenda of God cannot be delayed. When they collected this thing from this guy, they gave the guy the asking. That one that they gave him was not part of that guy's assignment. But if you are so productive in your work, they give you more. And that is why, hope you know, with all sincerity, it was in April that I had for the first time in my life that we are going to start a church. I don't even know the name. April. As soon as I had April, like when I came back like, what? I told my wife, I said, we're going to start next month. You know, April. I don't have time to waste. And then after that, I asked her, I said, why do you think God gave us this assignment? He said, because, she said something like, because God knows that if he pay you anything, you don't waste time. And that's why I said, you should take that guy that he gave five. He said, he went at one. That you are still marrying. And God gave me the vision. You read Mitchell. I give Mitchell Mitchell. I'm not giving Mitchell. Me, Mitchell Mitchell. Why you are delaying? Somebody else will receive your assignment. That is on track. That is on track. That is, his hand is ready to collect the battle. That is on track. I wrote in my personal statement. I said, Father, I am sorry. If I've wasted your investment in my life, but from today going forward, I am willing to be wasted on you. Just say the word and I will go. That was my personal statement. So when we were saying that, ministry, you know, we were applying for inaugural service, we were applying whatever, I had preaching engagement, morning and night in July, from Saturday to Saturday, with a wedding to be conducted. And with a preaching to do on Sunday. Preaching back to back. And then people say, you have a busy schedule. You have a busy schedule. I say, hey, I don't have a busy schedule. They were begging, what is his name? That, they are going to kill you in Jerusalem. He said, I'm not only willing to be that, to die. I'm not only willing to be captured. I'm willing to die for the cause of the gospel. You are the one that do things that are convenient. And you say, God, Father, give me territories. Father, give me globe. He say, even the lateral globe will give you ultimate money. I want you to make a personal resolution. That, Father, I refuse to be wicked. I'm talking to you. I refuse to be wicked. I refuse to be lazy. I am going to put to use that thing you committed into my hand. And I want to beg you, at the end of this teaching series, you should be able to have a personal statement for your life. That, Father, everything I give, I'll be wasted. So they said, I invited me. I've never been able to successfully turn down any meeting. Have you got for convenience? No. No, I'll be there. Is that how you are praying for yourself? Look at this. He said, Father, I'm not going to be criminal. I'm going to put in my best. I'm not going to do less than the least. You even are praying and whispering. Pray. If I say you pray that you have money now, you are going to be shouting. For in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Because of our time, I may not have time to read every other scripture that I want to read. But please, for the purpose of those that are writing, let me give you some things to write. Number one question is, what is productivity? I'm just going to do that in 3 minutes or thereabouts. What is productivity? Productivity is the ability to create. But have we been blessed or blessed? Don't worry. We don't need to be in this. Anywhere we reach, we'll continue. And we have 5 Sundays in this month, self, so it's good. What is productivity? Productivity is the ability to, number one, create,
improve, and multiply value. Productivity is the ability to create, improve, and multiply value through effective use of number one, time, resources, skills, and energy. I come again. Productivity is the ability to create, improve, and multiply value through effective use of time. Take note of all those things. Through effective use of time, resources, skills, and energy in alignment with God's purpose. If you have written something, can you read it back to me very quickly because of our time? This will they just woke up. They just woke up and say, ah, one was in Carlo. It's good. Please, let's read it again. 2, 3, go. With God's purpose, in alignment with God's purpose. So it is not just about activity. It's about fruitful, intentional work that brings transformation and results. It's not just about activity. You're busy and there, busy and there, and yet it's not fruitful. So it's about, and don't forget that translation. In fact, let our memory verse be that Matthew 25, verse 26 in MSG. Please give it to me back. Matthew 5, 25 and 26 in MSG. Give it to me back. Please, can we read this together? 2, 3, go. That is a terrible way to... I will not live terribly. It's criminal to live conscious like that. Cautiously like that. He said, if you knew, and we're reading again, he said, if you knew I was after the what? So everything God entrusts into your hand, is he waiting for you to do anything with it? No, he's waiting for you to do the best with it. He said, if you knew I was after the best, why did you do less than the least? Some of you, the resources God has put at your deposit, the intelligence with which you speak, you're speaking, your voice, you are using it to go and do more there for the world. Yes, you are not modeling the world. Why do you do less than the least? That was my personal statement that day. I said, Oluwa, you are who? And you never wake him and calm down. Because I look at God's faithfulness. I saw the things God have done for me. I saw the convenience he brought to my life. And I was like, God. And that's why you have not seen be bored in this city. I see Berew. We have not started. Every resource at my deposit will be wasted on God. I made that personal commitment. I am not going to give God less when I have the best. He said, why do you do less than the least? When you know that I am at my best. Use the other one to go and eat. And go. Not me. I will not give to my God what will cost me nothing. You will know when you are doing nonsense projects. It does not stretch you. All of us in our house, including our daughter, we are feeling the effect of what we are doing presently, but which is. And like I was telling Pastor Sammy, I said, I don't know. Before I used to sit there, I used to think that, how did people do all of these things that they are doing? And I discovered that when I move into it, there is a grace dimension that is released. Since the inaugural service, and I've often said it, there is no rest for the man of faith. Since the inaugural service till now, I've not been able to successfully create one day or two and say, I want to rest. Let me rest. It's back-to-back preaching. You go and try it. Go and preach series. Don't make people are saying you want to preach series. From day one, you will have finished. Series. Do you know what I mean? One of the reasons why we not come on time about them is that I was telling my wife, I said, yesterday, my sermon will change completely. Everything changed yesterday in prayer. So it's like going back to scratch from the beginning. I was confident. I told people, I said, is someone who is there? As you were praying yesterday, I just lost my peace that someone you want to do. That one now has changed. Now, it was today when I woke up that I started the new sermon series. When you desire people's results, have you seen their story? Have you seen their sacrifice? And just like Apostle Sema used to say, and Baba Adebayo also said it,
He said, Baba Adebo said that he pitied the next Jew. And people don't understand what he's saying. He said the person that will be the Jew after him, that is pitying the person.
You don't have a life. You are wasted.
And I said, Father, give me the grace, 7 portions of the grace. Ah, what have you done with 1? 7. You over disappointed. The apostle said he's wishing that God can allow him to drop the anointing on him or somebody. He said the person will come back, run and say, Ever, Father. Father, give anointing like Apostle Joshua Sema. Ah.
There's your own anointing. Use it. Leave Apostle Sema alone. There's your own anointing. Use it. My time is fast. What have you been blessed with? I want you to tell yourself, I'm not giving God, I'm not living a terrible life. I'm not living like a vandalizer. Leave a purpose in mind. I'm not living like a criminal. I give God my best. I want you to give you that commitment to yourself again. I give God my best. I'm not doing less than the least. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I will pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is The Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at The Building Church behind Beckadim's Tanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at The Building Church. Stay blessed.